Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Tet, Mishnah Tet. Mishnah says, HaMekabel Sadeh Mehavero, Deshanim Mu'atot, Lo Yizra'ena Pishtan. If somebody rents a field from his friend for a few years, which we understand is less than 7 years, is not allowed to plant flax in that field. Flax weakens the land, and it takes away all of its strength, and it doesn't recover till the end of 7 years. So therefore, since he rented the land here for less than 7 years, and he's going to return it to the owner in that short amount of time, he's going to return it to him in a weaker state than he received it. So therefore, you're not allowed to plant flax in this type of field that you're renting for a short-term rental. Ve'en lo bekorat shikma. Likewise, a person who rented a field with sycamore trees would not be allowed to cut beams of wood, branches off of the sycamore tree. A sycamore tree takes a very long time to grow, and it would take 7 years to fully grow back. So if you cut the branches off, they wouldn't grow back by the time they were returned to the owner of the land. So that's all about the short-term rental. If a person had it for more than that, like we'll say, Ki bilah emenu l'shev hashanim, if you rented the field for 7 years, shana rishona yizra'ena pishtan, v'yesh lo bekorat shikma. During the first year of the rental, you'd be allowed to plant flax, because by the end of the 7 years, when you're about to return it back, then it would have the fully restored benefit of the soil. It would come back to its normal strength when you're giving it back to the rightful owner. And also, you'd be allowed to cut down beams of sycamore tree. By the time the rental period is over, the field of trees would have grown back by then, and you're giving it back to the owner in the original state.